UFOs, Russia, Ukraine. There are some interesting thoughts about UFOs and aliens as pertains to Russia. A UFO investigator who appears on television frequently has said the invasion of the Ukraine is stopping aliens from making their presence known. I would love to know how he knows that, and also it is hard to believe aliens who may not have made their presence known for hundreds of years and maybe thousands were going to make it known just now. No, this just doesn't make sense unless there is empirical proof. They were about to let us know they were here, by showing themselves. Time.com put up an article October 9, 2014 by Lily Rothman citing a report in TASS on October 9, 1989. It stated extraterrestrials appeared in the city of Voronezh and brought robots with them. It went on to say the TASS article claimed scientists confirmed the landing by the UFO. The aliens were described as being tall, having three eyes and small heads. The vehicle was described alternately as round and banana-shaped. The TASS article claimed the aliens took a walk and then left, leaving behind some traces, but didn't describe them. This was not the only encounter reported by the Soviets with aliens. The newspaper Express reported Vladimir Putin was behind the UFOs seen in the Pentagon videos. Supposedly this was told to them by a former US senator. One would have to hope this wasn't true, because it would mean the Russians were so far ahead of us, we might never catch up. On the other hand, it has been said by people who were in a position to know, American technology is far more advanced than we know, but is being kept secret in black projects. Black projects are secret projects where things are being developed and hidden. Their budget is hidden and stated in other things. So far, I have heard nothing about UFOs sighted in the skies above Ukraine during the invasion. They were seen over other battle sites in the past, going back to the time of Alexander the Great and maybe before, so I find this curious. Could it be they have seen enough carnage on the world? There has been talk of aliens taking sides in the past, such as in World War II, where some have said tall blonde Nordic human-looking aliens were aiding the Nazis. If that is true, they didn't do a very good job. Just because UFO activity doesn't seem to have increased doesn't mean we are not being watched. Any race which could build a machine which can travel across star systems and maybe even galaxies, probably has many ways to watch us we are not aware of. If we look at the things which seem to interest aliens in their UFOs, war was always one of the things. They could even be in the skies above the Ukraine but in stealth mode. Don't forget what happened 1 year in Mexico during a military parade when there was an eclipse. Suddenly hundreds of UFOs became visible in the sky above the parade. What effect could the attack on the Ukraine have on alien plans? It is hard to know, but if what we heard about aliens being at war themselves is true, then there might be disagreement between them on making contact with us. Certainly, some of the abduction stories seem to indicate some of the races of aliens have no respect for humans, while others seem to be kindlier. There is even a theory which states we are under the protection of some universal organization and this is preventing other aliens from taking over the Earth. Let's take a look at this idea. If true, and if our own UN is any example, beings in that universal organization would probably have different ideas about how we should be treated. Just because one group, let's call them the protection group, has gotten their way for now, doesn't mean there isn't a disagreement going on about how we should be treated, and constant wars could influence enough beings in that organization, if it exists, to change their mind and stop protecting us from other aliens because we just don't recognize how precious life is. Think of it this way: would you want bloodthirsty aliens in the United Nations? What would really be incredible is if aliens would think this was the perfect time to appear and make that appearance in Ukraine and at the same time stop that war. This was the solution in the original movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. This is the version which was released in 1951. An alien showed himself to the public and was with an indestructible robot, and he told the human race in an announcement the other aliens were not going to put up any longer with the wars on Earth, and if wars continue a robot in a UFO would destroy the Earth, and then the alien left. Would this work today? I don't think so. I believe it would work for a while, but some country somewhere would test it sometime later. That is just the nature of some of the countries on this planet. What has to happen, which probably never will, is every country on Earth has to become democratic so they all have something in common and their populations are protected. Once a country has an authoritarian government, there is a problem. Look at the Ukraine and Russia. Putin wants glory, the glory of rebuilding the old Soviet Union, and is not only putting the population of Ukraine in danger and taking away their rights, but is threatening other former Soviet countries and even NATO countries, which could start a world war. Ukraine doesn't want to be back in the Russian fold, even though there are some who do, but the overwhelming numbers are for a democracy. Just think what aliens who might be watching this mess must think. They could even decide we are not worthy to perform space travel and not destroy us, but sentence us to stay on this planet forever and shoot us down if we try and get off, even if they don't destroy us. Their rationale might be we are just too dangerous to allow out there. I have seen too many wars in my lifetime and they are never a good thing. One would hope as we get more advanced, we might settle our differences peacefully, and this business of one nation wanting to take over another would stop.